Nevamalchus, Matis, Masei. These two parshiyos, Matis and Masei, which are read together in many years, contain the 42 journeys, the Membeis Masois, of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar prior to entering Eretz Yisrael. These 42 journeys, the Membeis Masois, represent, both on a personal level and on a collective level of the Jewish people, the time that we spent in Golis. Upon completing these journeys, the Birurim of Golis, we find ourselves holding at Yarden Yerichoi, prepared to enter the land. This is also the final reading from Sefer Bamidbar. This is the Parsha Semasei, the last Parsha in Sefer Bamidbar. And the custom is to say, Chazak, Chazak, Veniz Chazak, when we read the Torah on Shabbos. So Chazak, of course, means strong. And the Rebbe connects the Chazak that we say, Chazak, Chazak, Veniz Chazak, three times, with the concept of Chazaka, which after three times you have a Chazaka. So you have here, over here, a Chazaka of Chazak. And this is connected with the third base of Mikdash, which has the ultimate chazaka of being eternal. And in fact, the Rebbe says, the intent and purpose of the Chorban and the Golus, the purpose of the days of Ben HaMetzorim, is in order, Almanas, to come to the level and perfection of the building of the future Beis HaMikdash and the future Geula, emphasizing the Inyan of chazaka, the third Beis HaMikdash and the third Geula. So the journeys in the Midbar, the Berurim of Golis, represent the Avoida from below to above. We're doing that. As expressed in the earlier Sichas, the process from above to below is instantaneous, but it doesn't last, doesn't hold on. Whereas the process from below to above can take time, because it goes according to the pace of those who are below. The pace is our pace, but it has permanence. Chazal tell us that already, at the Kriyas Yamsuf, it was possible, if Bnei Yisrael would have merited, that they would have gone straight into Eretz Yisrael and achieved at that time the true and complete Geula, which has no Golus after it. From this, the Rebbe derives that, and according to Rebbe, there exists also now, after the Churban and the Golus, the inyan of the eternal Geula and the eternal Beis HaMikdash in a way of Chazaka and permanence, Chozik v'toikif, except that their strength and permanence are only from above. And thus, in the world of below, there can be and there is a situation of Churban and Golus. That's a quote from the Rebbe. Again, the Rebbe is telling us how all the elements and revelations from above are already in place. They're already here. They're already descended. All that is needed is for us to become suitable recipients. Fitting with this, the Rebbe makes a dramatic statement. Listen to what the Rebbe says over here. During the prior years of the Rebbe's leadership, the Rebbe would frequently repeat the statement of the sages that the cause of the Golus was Sinas Chinam, senseless hatred between Jews. And therefore, the way to rectify this and to end the Golus is through Avas Chinam, senseless love of our fellow Jew. In this Sicha, listen to the Chiddush of the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, it should be added and emphasized the connection between Avas Yisrael and the future Geula. Not only that the nullification of the Golus is by nullifying the cause of Golus, which came about due to the opposite of Avas Yisrael. For our situation after the completion of our deeds and our Avoida over the course of the Golus, and after completing all the 42 journeys, the Membeis Masois in the Midbar Ha'amim, the desert of the nations amongst Umus Ailam, we find ourselves already at Yarden Yerichoi, the level of Mashiach, who judges by a sense of smell. Yerichoi means from the word meaning smell. On the threshold of the Geula. Certainly, the reason for the Golus has already been rectified, and therefore, the emphasis on Avos Yisrael is as a foretaste and beginning of the true and complete Geula, which is connected with the point of unity shared by all Yisrael, which is above differentiation, which is the same by every Yid, for it is a spark from the soul of Mashiach, the Yechid HaKlolis. This, you might even want to listen to it again, for sure you should look on the Sikh and read it. This statement is a blockbuster. And it's one of these blockbuster statements that the Rebbe makes in the Dvar Malchus. There are many of them. And the Rebbe says straight out that a state of reality that existed for thousands of years no longer exists. There was the reason, the Rebbe says here, the reason for Golus has been rectified. The Sinas Chinam has been rectified. So, yeah, we have to understand what the Rebbe is saying. For sure, the Rebbe is not saying that we are released, Chas V'Shalom, from acting with Avos Yisrael. Well, it's been rectified, so we don't need to do it anymore. No, obviously not. The Rebbe is telling us that our Avos Yisrael is no longer a corrective measure to fix the cause of Golus, but rather it should be now an expression of our current and future state of oneness with every Yid. It's current but hidden, and in the future will be revealed that we are a state of oneness with every Yid. Learning this should make it virtually impossible for us to demand anything less from ourselves than complete Geula Dikavas Yisrael for every Yid. After all, if we've already rectified the problem of Sinas Chinam, so why should it be difficult now to have Avas Chinam? And then I close to the Sicha by saying, simply that in addition to the fact that we have already finished all the details of the 42 journeys, the Membeis Masois in the desert of the nations, Midbar Amim, during the time of Golas, and that we are standing already at Yarden Yerichoi, on the other side of Yarden Yerichoi to the east, as it says in the Pasuk, we are crossing the Yarden westward and entering Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael itself we are going westward to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, into the third Beis HaMikdash, until the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the west side of the Beis HaMikdash, in which are found the Arin and the Luchos. The Rebbe is very clear, we can make no mistake, where the Rebbe is placing us. We're on the gateway to Geula, we're crossing through the river. We were on one side, we're not yet on the other side, but we're going there, and we're continuing westward to Yerushalayim, as the Rebbe said, and into the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Chi Adonai, Nimurei, Nivarabeinu, Melech HaMashiach, Le'ilu, Voi.